This is, of course, an election year with control of the House of Representatives at stake. And that means state battles over congressional redistricting have been especially divisive. One of the most bitter disputes is in Mississippi, which is losing a seat in Congress. Now two incumbents, one Democrat and one Republican, will be forced to run against each other in a new combined district. The struggle to shape the new district has themes of partisanship and race, but with an underlying irony, as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
In a case that mirrors the legal twists and turns of the 2000 Florida presidential election, Mississippi's dispute reached all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court this week, and the Republicans again came out on top. The real fight in this complex legal battle is over the balance of power in Mississippi, according to Leslie McLemore, a political science professor at Jackson State University.
When you start talking about redistricting, you're talking about raw, brute politics. I mean, it's politics reduced to its basic elements.
When the Democrat-controlled legislature deadlocked on redistricting, both parties sued to get a congressional map to their benefit. Democratic voters went to state court. Republican voters filed in federal court. The result, competing plans. One was drawn by a black state judge elected from a Democratic district, the other by three Republican-appointed federal judges. The federal panel ruled the state court had no jurisdiction and put the Republican-favored map in place. It means Mississippi will likely be represented in Congress by three Republicans and one Democrat. The new district pits incumbents Ronnie Schaus, a Democrat, and Republican Chip Pickering in a race for central Mississippi's congressional seat. Pickering admits the federal plan is better for him politically, but he denies allegations it was orchestrated that way.
Well, the reality is that the federal courts, when they get involved, cannot look at political factors. They look at neutral factors like compactness of the districts.
But Democrats say there is nothing neutral about the way Mississippi's new congressional map was created. The federal court implemented its plan when the state map didn't get Justice Department approval in time for today's candidate filing deadline. Jackson attorney Robert McDuff calls the delay a blatant attempt by the Republican administration to give the GOP incumbent an advantage.
The Justice Department has gone to such extraordinary lengths to prevent the state court plan from being implemented in this election. I think it's very clear that it's because the political stakes are so high.
Under the Voting Rights Act, any changes to Mississippi's election laws must be approved to make sure they don't dilute black voting strength. Democrats say that's exactly what the federal plan does.
It's clearly an injustice to the minority community in the state.
Bee Branch is one of the voters who sued in state court. That map, proposed by Democrats, included 37% African-American voters in the new district. The Republican-favored plan has about 30% black voters.
But when we look at how they carved up that district, it is very clear that minorities will have absolutely no impact in that district.
Traditionally, the federal government has intervened on behalf of blacks in Mississippi's electoral policies ever since the Civil Rights Movement. For example, in the 80s, the Justice Department sued to create the state's first majority black congressional seat in the Mississippi Delta. But this battle has realigned the historical role of state and federal officials, according to political scientist Leslie McLemore.
The irony here in Mississippi is that we have intervention by both the state courts and the federal courts, and in the case of African Americans, of course, traditionally, the federal courts have been the friends and the allies, and we have just the reverse now. It appears that African Americans feel more comfortable going to the state courts.
In part, McLemore says, because the Voting Rights Act has helped minorities get elected to judgeships and other state offices. The dispute has been especially frustrating for Democrat Ronnie Schaus, who will now have to run in a majority Republican district.
That's all we ever hear about from the other side, is states' rights, and you've got federal judges taken away from a state court. And they were appointed by the Republican leadership, and so they're going to take care of their Republican congressmen.
You can holler politics all you want, says Jackson attorney Skip Jernigan, who represents Republican voters. But he says the court did its job.
When you lose a seat, you've got to combine some areas to make a new district. If it comes out favorable to one party or to one candidate or the other, that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Both incumbents, Republican Chip Pickering and Democrat Ronnie Schaus, qualified today to run for Central Mississippi's new congressional seat. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Jackson, Mississippi.